The YouTube Ad Blocking War of 2026, a guide to DuckDuckGo, uBlock, and premium options. In July 2026, as discussions about blocking YouTube ads in the DuckDuckGo browser spread on Reddit, users are comparing Firefox with uBlock, Brave, TV alternative apps, YouTube Premium, and Sponsor Block. This article outlines the options available for each device, the technical implications of Manifest V2/V3, and the ethical and economic issues surrounding creator revenue and free access. The stability and risks associated with YouTube ad blocking options vary significantly depending on whether they are used on desktop, mobile, TV/Roku, or via a browser's built-in features. Manifest V3 is not a technology that completely bans ad blocking, but rather a restriction that changes the way Chrome-based extensions block network requests to a rule-based approach. YouTube Premium removes ads placed by YouTube, but it does not automatically remove sponsored segments included in the videos by creators. The rise of ad blocking is forcing platforms to strengthen their ad blocking detection capabilities, causing measurement losses for advertisers and putting pressure on creators to diversify their revenue streams through memberships, donations, and sponsorships. For users, realistic criteria for making a choice include price, privacy protection, convenience, device compatibility, the platform's commitment to supporting creators, and risks related to terms of service and security. Overview: in early July 2026, a post on Reddit's r/technology subreddit regarding the DuckDuckGo browser's ability to block YouTube ads went viral, bringing renewed attention to user options regarding YouTube ads. During this period, Reddit users compared Firefox and uBlock Origin, Brave, alternative apps for Roku and TV, YouTube Premium, and Sponsor Block. This debate is not simply a matter of whether to watch ads or block them. YouTube is a platform that combines free video distribution, ad revenue, premium subscriptions, creator revenue sharing, music services, and a TV app ecosystem. Therefore, ad blocking affects not only the user experience, but also the platform's revenue model, advertiser reach, creators' livelihoods, and the browser extension ecosystem. This article summarizes the options under discussion as of July 2026 by device and technology, explains the significance of Manifest V2/V3 and uBlock Origin Lite, addresses the debate over the value of YouTube Premium, and describes the shifts in incentives caused by the spread of ad blocking. Key background: why has this become a hot topic again in 2026? 1. YouTube ad fatigue has mounted. Users typically express dissatisfaction regarding the following 4 points. Pre-roll and mid-roll ads interrupt the viewing experience. Repeated ads increase perceived fatigue. On TV apps, skipping and controlling ads is less convenient than on desktop. Some users have privacy concerns regarding targeted ads and tracking, even acknowledging that ads are a major revenue source for platforms and creators. From the user's perspective, once ad frequency and quality exceed a certain threshold, they begin seeking ad blocking tools or subscription alternatives. 2. The DuckDuckGo browser debate served as a catalyst, according to data provided by the operator, around July 8, 2026. A post on Reddit's r/technology subreddit regarding the DuckDuckGo browser's ability to block YouTube ads gained approximately 40,000 upvotes. While the reaction on Reddit is not a statistically representative opinion poll, it serves as a useful indicator of trends, showing which options users in the tech community are comparing. The core of the discussion surrounding DuckDuckGo is: to what extent can the browser's built-in privacy features and the YouTube viewing experience reduce ads? However, whether YouTube ad blocking actually works may vary depending on region, account status, browser version, changes to YouTube's server or client-side systems, and a/B testing. 3. Changes to Chrome extension policy have altered the options the extension platform for Google Chrome and Chromium-based browsers is transitioning from Manifest V2 to Manifest V3. This change directly affects how ad blocking extensions operate. In particular, The difference between traditional extensions, like uBlock Origin, and manifest V3 compatible extensions, like uBlock Origin Lite, is at the heart of user choice. Glossary term meaning why it matters to users: ad blocker, a tool that blocks ad requests, ad scripts, and tracking elements on web pages or apps can reduce ad exposure and improve page loading times, but may break site functionality. uBlock Origin, open source content blocking extension, widely used in browsers like Firefox for its powerful filtering capabilities. uBlock Origin Lite, a lightweight extension in the uBlock family, adapted to manifest V3 constraints, offers better compatibility with Chrome-based browsers. But its features and dynamic filtering methods may differ from the original uBlock Origin Manifest V2, the previous generation manifest system for Chrome extensions, the foundation on which traditional ad-blocking extensions operated effectively. Manifest V3. The new manifest system for Chrome extensions restricts some extension features in the name of security and performance, while emphasizing rule-based blocking. Sponsor Block, a tool that uses community data to skip sponsored segments, intros, and subscription requests in videos, used to reduce sponsored segments embedded within videos, as opposed to YouTube's own Ads YouTube Premium. YouTube's paid subscription service offers ad-free viewing, background playback, offline downloads, and YouTube Music Guide to options by device comparison chart at a glance. Environment top options, pros, limitations, and amp considerations. Desktop Firefox, Firefox plus uBlock Origin powerful extensions, filter control, community verification may require site-specific exceptions. Desktop Chrome-based browsers uBlock Origin Lite, Brave, other Chromium browsers compatibility with the Chrome ecosystem. Ease of installation. User experience may differ from the original uBlock Origin due to manifest V3 restrictions. Desktop Brave built-in blocking features provides basic protection without a separate extension. Blocking performance may vary depending on changes to YouTube DuckDuckGo browser in browser privacy and playback features. Simple setup, privacy-focused design may not fully replace the YouTube app, and stability may vary. Android Mobile, Firefox for Android Plus supported extensions, Brave, DuckDuckGo options available for browser-based viewing. Removing ads directly from the official YouTube app is a separate issue. iPhone, iPad, Safari content blocker, alternative browsers, premium relatively stable within the iOS security model. Blocking ads within the app is limited, and browsers are also subject to WebKit constraints. Smart TV, Roku Premium, some alternative apps. Casting methods can improve the living room viewing experience. Unofficial apps pose significant risks regarding security, stability, and terms of service network. And DNS blocking, Pi-hole, DNS filtering, etc. can block some tracking and ad domains across all devices in the home. Effectiveness is limited because YouTube ads often use the same domain and infrastructure as the main content desktop. Firefox plus uBlock, Brave, DuckDuckGo, Chrome-based browsers. Firefox plus uBlock Origin, one of the most frequently mentioned combinations in the tech community, is Firefox and uBlock Origin. Firefox maintains its own ecosystem of extensions, and uBlock Origin is a widely used open-source content blocker. The advantages are as follows. You can finally control filter lists and site-specific settings. It can be used to block not only ads, but also some tracking scripts and malicious domains. It is considered a relatively less affected option regarding the transition to Chrome Manifest V3. However, this is not a permanent fix after installation for all users. If YouTube changes its ad insertion methods or detection logic, filter updates are required, and users may occasionally need to troubleshoot video playback errors or site functionality issues on their own. Chrome-based browsers plus uBlock Origin Lite for Chrome-based browsers. The transition to Manifest V3 is a key factor. uBlock Origin Lite is a lightweight version designed to operate in a Manifest V3 environment. It's important to note that Manifest V3 does not mean ad blocking is prohibited. Instead, it places restrictions on how extensions intercept and evaluate network requests in real time, emphasizing a model where the browser handles requests based on predefined rules. As a result, some advanced features or the dynamic filtering experience may differ from the original uBlock origin. Brave is a Chromium-based browser with built-in ad and tracking blocking capabilities. It requires minimal configuration since it provides basic protection without the need to install separate extensions. However, Brave is also affected by changes in YouTube's ad delivery methods. While its built-in browser features are a strength, if YouTube changes its ad insertion structure or detection logic, blocking performance may be compromised until an update is released. DuckDuckGo Browser. The DuckDuckGo browser prioritizes privacy and reducing tracking. In a July 2026 Reddit discussion, users reported experiencing fewer YouTube ads in the DuckDuckGo browser. When evaluating this option, it's important to distinguish between the following: the experience of watching YouTube within a web browser, the experience within the official YouTube app, the experience via YouTube embeds or separate player links the difference between ad blocking and tracking. Prevention: it should not be assumed that DuckDuckGo guarantees the same level of ad removal across all devices and all YouTube scenarios. While this may be appealing to users who prioritize convenience and privacy when watching via a browser, results may vary depending on the official app, TV app, login status, and regional testing. Mobile: differences between Android and iOS. Android offers a wide range of browser options. Firefox for Android supports some extensions, and browsers like Brave and DuckDuckGo are also available. Therefore, if you're watching YouTube in a browser, there are options for ad blocking. On the other hand, methods for directly removing ads from the official YouTube app are much more limited. While modified APKs and unofficial apps circulate online, these methods carry the following risks: risk of malware or personal data leaks, lack of automatic updates potential for account suspension or violation of terms of service, risk of exposing payment and login information for users who prioritize security or use their primary account, browser-based viewing, a premium subscription, or options centered on official features are safer choices than unofficial apps. iOS, iPadOS on iPhones and iPads. Options are more limited than on Android due to Apple's platform policies and the WebKit-based browser architecture. While Safari's content blocker may be effective against ads and tracking elements on web pages, it does not block ads within the official YouTube app in the same way. Therefore, YouTube Premium is generally the most reliable way for iOS users to remove ads. While watching via a browser can reduce some inconveniences, Premium becomes a more valuable option if you want the seamless experience of the app, along with background playback and offline storage. TV and Roku. The toughest battleground ad blocking is most difficult on living room devices like smart TVs and Roku. There are three reasons for this. It's difficult to install browser extensions. The official YouTube app operates within a closed app ecosystem. Remote control functionality and account login processes are more limited than on a desktop. Some users compare alternative apps for Roku, unofficial apps for Android TV, casting, and network DNS blocking. However, unofficial apps in a TV environment carry significant risks, including discontinued updates, security issues, and account vulnerabilities. If the device is a living room device shared by the family, it makes practical sense to prioritize stability and account security. The debate over the value of YouTube Premium, what premium solves YouTube Premium, is an official subscription service that removes ads inserted by YouTube. It generally provides the following benefits: removal of YouTube ads, background playback on mobile offline downloads, access to YouTube Music, a consistent, official experience across multiple devices, unlike ad-blocking browser extensions. Premium's strength lies in providing a relatively consistent experience across browsers, mobile apps, and TV apps. What Premium doesn't address, Premium does not eliminate all forms of commercial messaging. In particular, the following are separate issues: sponsored mentions made directly by the video creator, sponsored product, reviews, self-promotion by the channel intros, outrows, and subscription requests, since these segments are part of the video content outside of YouTube's ad system. They are not automatically removed by premium alone. Tools like Sponsor Block address this issue by skipping sponsor segments flagged by the community, but their accuracy and coverage vary depending on the video and community engagement. Perceptions regarding creator revenue sharing premium supporters emphasize that even if you don't watch ads, a portion of the subscription fee goes to creators. Critics, on the other hand, take issue with price hikes, regional price disparities, limitations on family plans, the failure to remove sponsored segments, and the platform's lack of transparency regarding revenue sharing. The key is to recognize that premium is both a legitimate and official alternative to ad blocking, and, at the same time, may not be an economically satisfactory solution for all users. Understanding manifest V2/V3, simply what is a manifest? A manifest is a set of rules that defines what permissions a browser extension has, what scripts it can run, and what pages or network requests it can access. Why manifest V2 was so powerful in the manifest V2 environment? Ad blocking extensions commonly monitored network requests with relative flexibility and blocked specific requests in real time. While this was powerful, it also created a structure that granted significant authority to the browser and the extension. Changes in manifest V3 manifest V3 changes some of the extension's permissions and how it operates for reasons of security, privacy, and performance. The most significant change regarding ad blocking is the shift from relying on the extension's real-time judgment to block requests to having the browser apply a pre-declared set of rules. The practical implications of this change are as follows. Ad blocking will not disappear entirely. However, some advanced filtering and immediate responses may be restricted. Differences in extension policies between Chrome-based browsers and Firefox will become more important for user choice. Tools compatible with Manifest V3, such as uBlock Origin Lite, have emerged. Changes in incentives driven by the spread of ad blocking stakeholder impact of the spread of ad blocking expected response, YouTube decreased ad impressions. Increased pressure to switch to premium, higher costs for ad blocking detection, enhanced ad blocking detection, expanded premium benefits. Adjustments to ad formats advertisers decreased reach and measurement accuracy, loss of brand exposure, shorter ads, influencer sponsorships, realignment of performance-based advertising creators, unstable ad revenue, increased reliance on premium, memberships, and sponsors memberships, Patreon style, donations, merchandise sales, expansion of direct sponsorships, users potential reduction in ad fatigue, increased risks related to settings, security and terms of service switching browsers, premium subscriptions, using sponsor block, choosing to support channels browser developers competition over. Privacy features. Conflicts over extension policies, enhancing built-in ad blocking features, supporting Manifest V3, differentiated marketing, ethical and economic issues, rights of free users. Users assert their right to choose what content is loaded on their devices. Ads may involve tracking, security vulnerabilities, excessive repetition, and inappropriate content. Particularly from a privacy perspective, ad blocking is sometimes viewed not merely as a convenience feature, but as a means of self-defense. Cost of content. Conversely, YouTube videos are delivered through a structure involving substantial costs, such as storage, transmission, recommendations, search, subtitles, copyright management, and creator revenue sharing. If the practice of consuming content for free while blocking all ads becomes widespread, the platform may shift towards stronger ad blocking detection or more expensive subscription models. From the creators, prospective large channels can diversify their revenue streams through sponsorships, merchandise, memberships, and live donations. However, smaller creators may rely more heavily on ad revenue and revenue shares from premium views. If users want to continue supporting a specific creator, the following methods can provide more direct support. Subscribe to the channel, use official donation platforms, purchase merchandise, share videos, and leave comments. Add the channel or site to your ad blocking whitelist user choice guide. If Stability is your top priority. YouTube Premium offers the most consistent experience. It is particularly stable on TV, iOS, family accounts, and in environments where multiple devices are used together. However, it does not remove creator-sponsored segments. If you want to minimize costs and focus on desktop use, the combination of Firefox and uBlock Origin is frequently recommended. For Chrome-based browsers, you can compare alternatives like uBlock Origin Lite or Brave. Depending on changes to YouTube, you may need to update filters and adjust settings. If you prioritize privacy, you can compare the tracking prevention settings in the DuckDuckGo browser, Brave, and Firefox. Add blocking and tracking prevention overlap, but are not the same. You should also consider your login status, cookies, and whether you use a Google account. If TV or Roku is your primary viewing platform, prioritize account security and consistent updates over unofficial apps. Premium subscriptions come at a cost, but are the simplest official solution. It's difficult to reliably block YouTube ads using DNS blocking alone. If supporting creators is important to you, you can consider a premium subscription, channel membership, direct donations, and purchasing merchandise. Even if you use an ad blocker, you can set exceptions for channels you watch frequently. If you dislike sponsored segments, use sponsor block, but understand that these segments may be an important source of income for creators. Decision checklist: which device do you primarily use? Desktop, mobile, or TV? Do you absolutely need the official YouTube app experience, or is watching in a browser acceptable? Do you just want to remove ads, or do you also want to reduce tracking and protect your privacy? Are you willing to pay a monthly subscription fee? Do you want to directly support specific creators? Are you willing to deal with browser extension setup and troubleshooting? Can you accept the security risks associated with unofficial or modified apps? Conclusion: the 2026 YouTube ad blocking debate isn't about finding a single winning tool. On desktop, Firefox plus uBlock Origin, Brave, DuckDuckGo, and the Chrome-based uBlock Origin Lite all compete, each with its own pros and cons. On mobile, the limitations of Android and iOS differ, while in TV and Roku environments, the stability of the official premium service becomes relatively more significant. The most practical approach is to combine options based on your device, price sensitivity, privacy needs, willingness to support creators, and technical management capabilities. Ad blocking expands users' control, but it does not eliminate the issues of content costs and creator revenue. Therefore, the key question for 2026 is not just how can I avoid ads, but who will bear the cost of the free web and creative ecosystem I want, and how?